KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There's an investigation after a video surfaced of school children in Pietermaritzburg being driven by what is believed to be a fellow learner. In the footage shared by KZN Transport, a local woman is heard confronting a boy in school uniform while the minibus is dropping off pupils at a Northdale school. KZN Transport spokesperson Tabezin Tlesibia says the footage was sent to MEC Sponiso Duma this morning. He says he immediately contacted the road traffic inspectorate to trace the owner of the vehicle.
The MEC has mandated the RTI team to establish whether this minibus taxi is owned by one of the service providers appointed to provide scholar transport. There will be severe consequences for the owner of the minibus taxi for allowing an underage driver and unlicensed driver to drive learners to school. Our figures of road accidents and fatalities indicate that teenagers are four times more likely than older drivers to crash.
Emergency services have been working to free two people trapped in the wreckage following a crash on the N2 between Tongaat and Ballito. A truck and a car collided near Crocodile Creek a short while ago. IPSS Medical Rescue Sam Merrick says the scene is still active.
We urge motorists to give way to additional resources and travel with caution in the area. Traffic will be affected as one lane is obstructed.
Deputy Environment Minister Narend Singh says human-elephant conflict has grown from isolated incidents into a pressing socio-ecological crisis in many parts of the country. He says the problem is becoming more common in KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the Northwest, especially in communities near game reserves. Singh was speaking at the start of a two-day elephant indaba in Hlulhlwe as the world marks World Elephant Day. He's warned that if the issue is not addressed, it could erode community trust in conservation, weaken regional cooperation and undermine decades of protection work. He says tackling the problem is a shared responsibility.
This conflict is not a failure of the elephants. Elephants, like many living forms of life and like us, are naturally drawn to places that offer them water, food and safety. The challenges are a reflection of broader pressures: expanding human settlements, competition for land and water, climate change impacts with habitat fragmentation and insufficient conflict prevention systems.
And an American woman has been found guilty by a UK court of participating in a 2019 plot to murder a British man caught up in a bitter feud between families. Amy Betro was extradited earlier this year from Armenia, where she was living, to face trial in Birmingham. The court heard the 45-year-old had covered her face as she climbed out of a car 6 years ago and tried to shoot Sikander Ali at point-blank range. But the handgun jammed and Ali fled to his car parked outside his home. Prosecutors say Betro was part of a plot with co-conspirators Mohammed Aslam and his son Mohammed Nabil Nazir to attack another family. Both men were jailed last year for their roles in the feud, which erupted after they were injured in a brawl at Ali's father's clothing store in 2018. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Dierwald Brewis never doubted himself as he guides the Proteas home against Australia. Red Bull have bought English rugby club the Newcastle Falcons, and the SA under 18 side have thrashed Ireland 45-5 in match 2 of their international series.